Hey, this Christmas, your church could reach 3 times its normal crowd, and your online stream could explode with a 50% increase in unique visitors, according to some stats. We're going to talk about this and much more next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Howdy, folks. It's the Church Solutions Podcast.
My name is Steve Lacy, and he's Phil Thompson.
Good job. Good job. This is episode number 499. Maybe by the time we get to 500, you'll feel a little more less awkward when we do this.
I guess so. No. Especially when you switch it up. Throw out the first pitch. Without any warning.
My nose is itchy. All right. it is the Christmas season officially. And I was talking with you yesterday, and you put your Christmas tree lights up outside your house. This is Tucson, Arizona, for those who don't know. And you win awards for your lights on your house, don't you?
It's kind of humorous because we have no special Christmas lighting. So, but we do, I think we've won it the past 3 years. And I think they give us some charity because we are on the hayride path. Annually they have a hayride night through our neighborhood and they come down our street. They have horse-drawn carriages with hay rides, several horses, several carriages. And they just walk and, you know, they go down the middle of the street and make a big loop and load up with new people, family, kids, all that sort of thing. So we've done it pretty much every year. And we are on the main thoroughfare.
You're on the route.
Only, I'd say, 30% of the homes decorate their homes for this thing. On our street. So, okay. I mean, we do have some people that do the obligatory spend 5 minutes and go put a projector up that lights their house up, you know.
You say that kind of...
they're getting off easy.
Two questions for you. One is who picks up the horse poop?
I don't know, but there is definitely horse poop in the middle of the road. I don't know if they have somebody come by and shovel it up or they just wait for the cars to spread it around or I don't know.
And then I'm trying to remember or somebody uses a fertilizer. I'm trying to remember. So we have, and we're going to get to this topic here in a moment, but we have a thing called Winter Haven here in Tucson. It's been going for years and most of the people that live in this Winter Haven Association, it's a huge deal. You know, everybody's got their house lit up with lights and you can go and it used to be you could walk it. It used to be you could drive it. And I think they've limited that now and now you can only walk it but did they used to, so when I went a few years ago with some friends, we were on the back of a wagon, but they had these Jeeps pulling them. Did they ever have horses pulling them in Winter Haven? Do you remember that? I don't remember.
I don't think they have the carriage things anymore. I don't know. We've been the past couple of years and it's packed. I mean, there's hundreds, thousands of people walking the street. So I can't imagine a vehicle going through
Winter
there.
Haven. Yeah. I don't think they do vehicles anymore. If they do, there's only one night, but they do have the wagons. They still have the wagons. But they're pulled by these Jeeps, CJ5s and CJ7s, I think.
Sounds like a motorized vehicle to me. So
yeah, it's a Jeep. I'm a Jeep guy. So, but anyhow.
Yeah, when we went, they did not have that because they would have killed many small children if they had, because it was just packed. Maybe they do that on after Christmas or something. I don't know.
They do it. I think maybe there's some restraint. All right. Well, we won't. All right. We're going to argue about this and everybody's going like, what the heck's this about? So Because it's the Christmas season, I'm wearing black. You're not in a dressed up in any kind of a elf outfit or anything. But we're recording this on the second day of December. And we're going to talk about how streaming amplifies your church's holiday message. So if you want to follow along at home, we've got some of these notes in the blog. And we have a blog. You just go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. And yes, we're a streaming company as well as other things. So we're not going to talk about streaming video and how it amplifies your messages, your Christmas, your church messages. But I have some stats here about this. So I'm going to jump to the stats.
I must commend you. The blog, I was very impressed with the graphics. Did
thank you.
Are the graphics AI or did you do that?
The graphics are actually AI. This is the first time I have used graphics AI in the blog.
Oh, yeah?
It's the first time. So I thought it's Christmas season. Do something
special.
What
did you use?
I used Gemini.
Oh, really? Because I am very impressed. I mean, they look.
Yeah.
That looks really good. Normally, I mean, early on I was playing with the AI graphics things, and they can't, you know, they have letters from other alphabets and nothing spelled right. And
people
and
with everything their feet
looks,
that,
yeah,
feet
yeah.
that look like fins and their hands that have eight fingers. And
yeah, Tina and had one that she said had an extra arm hand coming out of her elbow.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's it's getting it's there. You don't see that so much anymore, and I miss that. But anyhow, yeah. So it is. It's improving here. The images
this
I put on here.
Really good. I'm very impressed.
It's not too bad.
It has family sitting on their couch, looking at a TV that's got a streaming church chat TV service on it, and then the couch is inside the. Kind of superimposed inside the sanctuary, so it looks.
I know, right?
And
the
stream on the TV is the same as. It's very clever. It looks really
thank
good.
You so much.
I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you so much. I wrote this blog and published it, and then I realized this morning, I looked at it again because we're going to use the notes to talk about this subject, and I realized. Where's the stats? I don't see the stats. I realized, I forgot to put the stats in. So I put the stats in. So now I did. So anyhow, blog.streamingchurch.tv or streamingchurch.tv/blog if you want to look at it. Or if you want to go back to the old days, and we're coming up on 500 here as far as our podcast episode. That'll be next week, episode 500. In the old days, we used newmediaministries.tv, and it's still active. So, I know. All right. So, there's a 50% rise in online views, according to many churches that report their metrics. And these are unique viewers, increased by over 50% for their Christmas Eve or Christmas Day services compared to the average weekend. Just so you know that if you're thinking about streaming video or do streaming video, there's usually quite a jump in numbers, even on online numbers. Now, obviously, there's a jump on attendance. Thomas Rainier has this thing called Thomas Rainier's Church Answers, and they highlight up to a 40% of Christmas Eve attendees are visitors. Or individuals who rarely attend church the rest of the year. Now, that's no big surprise to us.
Right.
We know that because we've been in church work now for a long, long time. But again, numbers go up. Most internal studies by denominations and church consulting groups estimate that physical attendance on a Christmas Eve or Christmas Sunday is typically 1.5 to 3 times higher than the average regular weekend service. And while some specific numbers are going to vary by the region, and this is all United States stuff, by the way, surveys consistently show that over 60% of people who identify as Christian report planning to attend church or watch a religious service on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And then I'll give you one more here. Christmas services are often draw 2 to 3 times the average crowd, but that only accounts for the physical seats here, this thing that we're talking about here. And while you factor in the travelers and the homebound, which we're going to talk about, the new seekers, online viewership for Christian services typically jump over 50%. So people generally, these numbers generally do this. My son and his wife, the son's 27 now, he's a pastor's kid, I'm retired, hasn't been going to church for a long time. And he actually recently is looking at going to church. And so I recommended a couple churches to him. Not yours, by the way.
All right. So I was at church. I volunteer twice a month. And in the month of October, I was there. The last time I ran into our pastor and he goes, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "I have not stepped foot in this church for at least 4 weeks." It might have been.
Never missed you.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Yeah. So, but I was there that Sunday, and because I was working that Sunday and I worked doing volunteering, and it was just really hectic. Like all of, like I mentioned it, I think on a former podcast, everything under the sun was happening in that 1 month. And so kids getting married, high school buddies doing 10 day trips with me, going to visit my brother, all kinds of things going on.
Yeah. You were
weddings. Yeah. So anyway, so we missed church this past weekend. I forgot to tell you why. We went to the U of A basketball game, which was not a big deal. But the big deal was my grandson, Rhett, who is 10 months old, was recruited for the halftime show. So you may have seen this stuff before.
So was he shooting baskets at the halftime show?
He was. They have that slam dunk thing. And so, yes, yeah. I've seen it. They've done it before. And there were probably 15 babies that were between 6 and 12 months of age. And they put mom on one end and dad on the other end. And they line them all up half court. And they have a race, a crawling race. They can't be walking, but they have to be crawling. And so it was kind of funny because, we were on the very end. So we went to the game because they knew about this for a while.
Right.
And we were on the very end. The first one announced, they announced everybody, announced the names and of all the babies. And they said, "On your marks, get ready, set, go." And all the pretty much mostly dads on the handoff end and moms on the receiving end sets the baby down. And all but one, I think, just sat there. So it was
all but one sat there.
I mean,
nobody raced except one.
Nobody moved for quite a while. No baby moved. They just kind of sat there and looked around. And then, it took a while. It took maybe a minute or so. And then one of them started walking or crawling a little bit. It took quite a while. And I would say,
how did your grandson do?
My grandson sat in the same spot and looked for the whole duration of the race. So
he didn't care.
He
there
didn't
wasn't
care.
Any motivation. What was he going to win?
Part of the problem was he was on the end and courtside. They have a big long, elongated TV thing, and so it was flashing different ads and stuff.
He was like,
"Oh, what's going on over there? Oh, what's going on over there?" And so, yes, the one that was furthest from the TV set or from the, the display at the courtside saw mom and started taking off for mom. So, yes. So anyway, so we didn't make it to church because we were at the game. Wife and I, we missed church again. But my wife mentioned that she watched the service yesterday morning on her daily dive. She does a daily dive every morning and has a recorded sermon there. So she said, got my coffee time. It's quiet and your grandkids aren't here anymore. So yeah. So anyway.
So now we have to explain what Daily Dive is. We won't do that, but just go to dailydive365.com if you're interested in what Steve was talking about.
Yeah, you want to stay up on the step with a sermon, either stream it live. I'm just reinforcing this whole
right.
People are missing out, especially, I mean, it's the busiest time of the year. We tried to have our little holiday party amongst our company, and nobody's going to be around. So
nobody's going to be around.
We couldn't find a date that would work for everybody.
No, we're not.
So yeah, it's a busy month. That's why Viracet is up.
Yeah,
so it is busy. Belaboring the point.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not that I didn't recommend your church to my son. There's a church right down the street from him, as you know, Calvary Christian Fellowship, Scott Richards and Bo Willette. And they're right down the street from him. And I thought, you know, that would be a good place to go.
Yeah.
They're not real big, but they're not real small. And it's Calvary Chapel, and I know Scott really well, and I saw Scott recently at a funeral, and Bo Willette, so it's nothing personal that I didn't recommend a live church. I mean, why would it be personal, right?
No problem.
All right, so you have an opportunity as a church leader to reach your widest audience this Christmas season, this Christmas. There are obviously... Yeah. A number of people that you can reach.
Yeah, and you're going to go over this list, and there's always a group I think that I fall into, and other people fall into that's not mentioned very often.
Okay,
but anyway, go ahead.
Let me go through the list and see which one you say, or maybe you've got one to add to this. So you got the sick and the homebound, right? Everybody knows that, right? You got members who aren't doing well. Some of them are older. My wife just had back surgery, had rods put in her back, and all that. So she. She's starting to do better now. She's moving around now. But, you know, for a while, she really couldn't do a whole lot. Can't leave their homes. But they still want to participate in the festive services. So that's a great opportunity with streaming. You've got traveling families, people that travel during the holidays. And streaming allows them to connect with, again, their home church from anywhere in the world. You got new visitors and what I call seekers. A lot of people don't like that term seekers, but they're new visitors. There's people that are looking. They're curious. They're curious about your church. They're more comfortable visiting online than they would be just stepping in a physical door. You've told the story about that before. And Christmas is a prime time for, you know, these initial connections. And then, of course, there's always the issues of the place is crowded. You know, and this is where I always had to be at these things. I always had to work my butt off for like over four decades because that was my job.
you sound bitter.
I'm bitter. I'm a bitter former pastor who was involved in ministry for years. And, you know, it's just crazy. There's lots of people that generally show up. Christmas Eve
service.
That's
your favorite thing.
Large crowds of people. So as somebody that's out of ministry now, more or less, you know, I really have no desire to go to a Christmas Eve service, unless there's only 10 people there. Maybe that's not such a good idea either, because then I'll get cornered. But, you know, places are crowded and packed. And so, streaming ensures that nobody can miss out, and they, you know, even if they can't fit in the sanctuary or the worship center.
Yeah. And I think that the other category, I mean, well, I have a double category here, which I fall into two separate categories. One is, for a very long time, I was on call on Sunday morning. So I couldn't go on Sunday morning. So I haven't been, actually, I suggested my wife this past Sunday. I said, I think we could go, but she's like, she had stuff going on. So anyway, there's people that
She didn't want to go. All right. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway,
you were on call with what company?
With the streamingchurch.tv. So for the past several decades here. So, so work prevents people from going to church
right.
on Sunday.
I didn't put that on the list, but that you're right about that.
And then the other thing, so we go on Saturdays. Our church has a Saturday service. We typically go on Saturday, unless life busyness gets in the way, like your grandson's going to be the star of a halftime show. So actually, his uncles and aunts and uncles. We actually watched it on TV, but they said they only showed the winner. So they only showed just a brief clip of it because they televised the game. And so anyway, I wasn't going to miss out on that. And that happened to conflict with the church service. So anyway,
it's your grandson, you know, you got it. So that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. There's just been tons of stuff going on. So anyway.
Yeah. But we've alluded to this before, and there's some stats out there. I don't have them in front of me that, church attendance, actually, I think we did a blog and even mentioned it on a podcast a couple weeks ago. You know, more and more people, Generation X is starting to come to church more, and there's an increase. There's a slight increase in church attendance. So you don't want to miss out. And that's one of the things about streaming video. It just gives people, it creates more windows, so to speak, into your church.
Yeah.
And people can see what's going on.
Yeah. That Generation X is predominantly male too that are participating. So streaming video is right up their alley. So that's a good way for people to experience church and get to know your church.
And I mentioned my son again, who's 27 now. Him and his wife, I mean, it's him that's interested, you know, in church. And he actually went and visited a Catholic priest.
Oh, really?
You talk to a Catholic priest, he's searching, he's looking, you know. And I asked him about that, and he goes, this is probably not for me. But he's still looking, and he's reading his Bible. They both have Bibles and New Living Translation. Probably shouldn't have said New Living Translation. There's people who probably don't like that translation. But they're reading their Bibles now. It's a kid that grew up in church, you know. But he also saw a lot of, let's not go there.
Yeah,
I was going to say he saw a lot of negative things as a pastor's kid. He did see, you know, and that's, we should probably do a podcast about that sometime because, you know, churches issues pop up just like anywhere.
There was a milestone crossed very recently with 1 billion downloads of the Bible app. So
really?
Yes.
Life Church, you mean?
Yeah, the Life Church Bible app. So,
Okay.
From
Bobby I should probably Greenwald. Mention that to him. I should mention that to him.
It was just a few weeks ago, I think. It was big news.
Yeah. I need to mention that to him. That's a good idea because he was trying to find, he was actually looking at some of my old Bibles. And I had an old Bible, I had a couple old Bibles from my father. Who used to be a Mason, so he had a Masonic Bible. It's actually just a King James Bible with a Masonic emblem on it. There's nothing. And again, I'm going into territory here, is where people's eyes are
going,
their ears are going to perk up as Masonic. That's of the devil. And my dad was a 32nd degree Mason, and whenever the ritual they do, I think they gave him a Bible and it has a Masonic emblem on it, but it's not. I mean, I've looked at it and read it. It's King James Version, and it's nothing. They didn't add anything or taken anything away from it. But I also found a Bible my mother had, which I had forgotten. It was given to my mother back in 1925. I think.
Oh, wow.
So he took those. He took both those, but those are both King James Versions. Anyhow, I also have
the best place to start out, but.
No, I mean, that's where I started, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
But. It's just, that's all you knew back then. All right, and I'm sure there's people listening going, well, King James, if it's good enough for Peter, it was good enough for, you know, anybody else. But anyhow, send your letters and send your emails and chats to Steve Lacy at dreamingchurch.tv. All right, so
yes.
Where are we going here?
You're all right, so another everything. Thing.
I'm in one of those moods. You know, Christmas is, I love Thanksgiving because it's all about practicing gratitude, being grateful for things. And I know, you know, there's a group out there that's like, oh my God, you shouldn't practice Thanksgiving because we, you know, took everything from the Native Americans and all that. But I really appreciate Thanksgiving. Christmas, my wife loves Christmas. It's a big deal for her. For me,
Bah humbug, huh?
Well, you know, again, let's get controversial. Jesus probably wasn't born December 25th. Okay. It's probably most people would agree with that. Even conservative evangelicals would probably say, yeah, it's probably wasn't born, probably born in April or something. But anyhow, so Christmas is not a big deal for me. But so I don't know. But well, I can respect it and appreciate it. I respect it and I appreciate it.
I just remember my dad would always, I don't know how we're going to afford it, but let's do it. He was always grumbling about how expensive Christmas was going to be.
Well, one of the things my wife wants for Christmas is a TV. I have an old one that my friend gave us when our other one died. And, you know, she's looking on Amazon for these TVs, and a lot of them are these fire, what do they call them? Fire stick, but Amazon Fire TVs, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned about we get one and then it comes and you open a box up and it's cracked, you know, because it's being shipped. I mean, I don't know.
We bought our most recent TV at when Best Buy was still around in our neighborhood. It comes in a box. I mean, it gets shipped in a box to the store and it gets shipped and it gets delivered to your. That we stuck it in the car, but in a box.
You can always take it back. Packed. I know you can take it back to Amazon too, but that can be a pain too. And what you have an LG? Is that what you said you had?
We have an LG.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. I'm very happy with it. I'm getting to the point where it's not the best quality TV, but it's a very big TV. And
I've seen
so it wasn't very expensive for the size of it. It's a very big TV that wasn't
65 inch, right?
It's 86 inches.
Oh my gosh.
It's gigantic, but it was only
Don't tell my wife that.
It's less than $1,500. And this is a few years ago.
That's
it's
a little bit out of my price range. I'm thinking $300, not $1,500.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Well, TVs are, this was a while ago when TVs were actually more expensive than they are now, but yes, it's amazing. I remember showing my age, being at a trade show and there was a flat screen TV on the wall and everybody was ooh and aahing, said it could mounted on the wall and it was from Philips. And I talked to the Philips rep because it was, they were there. And I said, how much does this TV cost? And I think it was $30,000 at the time. So it was one of the very first plasma TVs.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Wow. All right. So
just be thankful you don't have to spend $30,000 on a TV.
Well, trust me.
Nobody had one except for the Philips booth at the trade show.
Good for them. All right. So look, this should have been episode 500 because this is more of this episode is more indicative of what the nonsense we get into, but this is 499 very quickly here because we're out of time. Literally, one of the benefits of streaming as we talk about taking advantage of streaming this Christmas season for your church, one of the things you ought to consider is that you can create some lasting memories because you can record your stream. In our company, you can record it with our company and you can, it's there. You can archive it. It's available. You've got, you know, families can rewatch their kids' nativity play or listen to a powerful Christian message. Or, you know, if you would have videoed your grandkid at the McHale Center, you could have kept that. Did you video it?
I made sure my wife did, and so did my son. So
you have a video of him sitting there the whole time. And he should have been racing, but he wouldn't.
But the highlight was probably the announcing, calling his name, and my son raising him above his head.
But you've got a lasting memory there. The point is, you've got a lasting memory. Well, you can do that with church stuff too. You know, Christmas messages, your family, your kids' stuff, all those things that they do. A great opportunity for streaming, and then also. As we talk about online stuff, you know, if you've got a church, if you've got a company like streamingchurch.tv, you can use live chat. You can interact with your people. You can create some connection there. We have automatic follow-up tools a great way to follow up with new people and even some regular people that you may not have seen for a while. You've got online giving. That's a great option. People are more likely to give during this season. And so you do streaming video and you have that tool available for people, which we make accessible for your banking institution. People could give online while they watch the stream. We even have simulated live. So you could even do something pre-recorded, pre-record segments of it or whatever, and stream it without even having to be at the church or be at your live encoder. So
What day is Christmas this year?
Christmas is Thursday, December 25th.
All right.
So, you know, there's some things that you could do. You could do the Christmas Eve service, record it, and then set it up for simulated live and run it Christmas Day. Run it again, because there'll be people that would miss it, but they could see it as simulated live, and you wouldn't even have to be at the church or even in front of your computer once you set it up. You can walk away, schedule it, and go eat some turkey or whatever. Christmas services are perfect opportunities for streaming. As I mentioned, Christmas Eve services are great. Children's Christmas pageants are great. Christmas concerts, some churches do them. Cantatas and the Advent services, which are, I guess, going on now, right? There's certain Advent things. I wasn't a part of a church that did that stuff, but there's some things. So we're out of time. We've already gone 30 minutes and we covered about 5 minutes worth of content besides all our other shenanigans here. But, you know, if you're interested in streaming, we could help you. Easy setup. We're reliable. We've got great support and we've got some great features. And yeah, we're self-glossing here. It's streamingchurch.tv. That's our company. But the point of this podcast is whatever you're doing with whoever you use for streaming, you should take advantage of it. Because this season is a great opportunity to reach more people. And your video, your streaming video, your archives are a great tool to help those people that are really interested this time of the year, maybe catch their attention and hopefully they'll not only watch, but give their lives to God and show up at your actual facility if they're local.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. So we're done here. And again, you can read all this by going to streamingchurch.tv/blog. This has been episode number 499. He is Steve Lacy. I'm Phil Thompson. Thank you for listening or watching the Church Solutions Podcast. Be sure and subscribe, and we will catch you next time on another episode.